And I would like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with New Mexico Magazine. He's with us many Fridays speaking of the arts. Bienvenido.
Bienvenido. What's going on?
Well, lots of things probably are going on this weekend.
Yeah, lots of things. Lots of foodie things. And I don't use that word a lot because I'm not a fan of it. But there are a lot of things that food enthusiasts, will say, will really enjoy.
Foodists?
Foodists, yes. Including Pie Mania, which is happening on Saturday from 1 to 5 at Builder's Home Supply. It's a fundraiser for the Food Depot, Santa Fe's, or Northern New Mexico's food bank. Last year was sort of the kickoff year, and it was a huge success. They raised over $4,000 for the Food Depot. This year is going to be another one. Tickets are really cheap. It's from 1 to 5 p.m. over there at Builder's Source Home Supply. There's going to be tastings. There's going to be a pie auction. It's going to be incredible. Get there early and eat often. Yeah. And then the other cool thing is the Fuse Southwest Food Folklore Festival, which is happening from today through the, I believe, the 10th.
Yes.
Up at, it's sort of all over the place, but it's in conjunction with Chocolate Mate y Mas, that wonderful exhibit up at the Museum of International Folk Art. And it's tastings, and there's tons of panels, and there's talks by awesome people like Maricel Precia, who wrote this wonderful book on Latin American cuisine, Gustavo Arellano. I'll be doing a couple of panels there. Our culinary editor, Cheryl Alters Jameson, is going to be doing a couple of talks or panels, and she's doing a cooking class today at noon, and I believe tickets are still available. Now, they aren't cheap, but this is like a weekend of fun.
So right, a whole weekend.
It includes
food, any number of calories.
Cocktails tonight. You know, the Santa Fe School of Cooking tonight. There's like a little cocktail party. Anyway, so if you're interested, call 476-1126 or email shirley.lujan@state.nm.us.
Wonderful.
All right, so that's the food thing out of the way there.
Now, the New Mexico Land Conservancy is having their big event tonight, and we're actually going to give away a pair of tickets to that. To the first person who calls 428-1382, but you have to actually promise on the, and your collateral is your firstborn puppy, that that you will actually go, because it's always good if you get the tickets that you actually go to the event. But give a call, 428-1393, the New Mexico Land Conservancy Gala, in which they're honoring conservationist rancher Jim Winder, who has an interesting story. So
cool.
That should be a good event. And it's at the farmer's market, I think from 6 to 10 tonight.
Wonderful. Very wonderful. You know what else is going on? And I don't know how it went yesterday, but they are having this wonderful music Business of Music Summit. And it's presented by the New Mexico Lawyers for the Art. And it's happening at Warehouse 21. And tonight, they have a couple of really cool talks going on that really, I think a lot of people in Santa Fe in the music industry should attend, including Understanding Music Contracts from 2 to 3:30. That's today. State of the Radio, which is kind of a cool one. There's going to be a little talk about pirate radio, which I think is cool. 3:45 to 5:15 p.m. The Art of Music Production from 5:30 to 7. And the Future of Music in Santa Fe from 7:15 to 9:15.
Very interesting.
Yeah. And that's at Warehouse 21. Get over there.
So, Paul and Storm Live Musical Comedy is, let's see, tomorrow, Saturday, at 7 o'clock at the Jean Cocteau Cinema. And Paul and Storm have achieved, apparently, internet superstardom for their original comedy music, often with a nerdish bent. That sounds good.
That sounds right up my alley.
Nerdly musical comedy.
Yeah.
I'm there.
That sounds totally like right up my alley.
Yeah, so that's tomorrow night at 7 at the Jean Cocteau.
Sweet.
Yep.
Let's see. Opposite Books over there in San Busco Center is having an opening. New works by Marge Larson. There's also Backstreet Bistro is having an opening. Paintings, Prints, and Clocks by Hilary Vermont. These are all today around 5:30. 4 to 6 p.m. at Opposite Books, though, today. And there's a few other art openings, but there's the High Mayhem Fall Concert Series is really in full swing at this point. And so I believe this, like on Saturday, they have Johnny Bell, Baba, Marisa Anderson, and the Brilliant Dullards whom I love. And that's at 7 p.m.
You love their name or you love them?
I love them.
Oh, good.
I love their music. I mean, I don't know them personally. I don't send them Christmas cards, but I'm really a fan of the music. And that's from... that starts at 7 p.m. at High Mayhem over there on Siler Lane. Not Siler Road. Siler Lane. If you go to highmayhem.org, you can get a full spread of the fall series and find out more information.
So we've got a cat of the week this week from Felines and Friends named Kalinda. She's very outgoing. She likes children, dogs, and other cats. She would probably do well with a playful young male cat who can be on the same diet. She has some food allergies. She's a cute kitty with a short coat and red tabby markings, and she's about 4 years old. If you're interested in adopting Kalinda, call 505-316-2281 for more information. You can go to fandfnm.org or email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com.
Cool. And here's this great, also this thing is going on today at 5. Well, I think it's happening Friday and Saturday. It's the gift of the Gift Music and Arts Festival. That's happening at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design campus. And it's got tons of live music. Gabe Thomas, To Build a Fire, a great local band. Ever Ruznik, whom I love, Alamo's son, who's Clockwork Bodelson from the Scuba Art Collective. I think they have a Facebook page for the event, and it's called the Gift Music and Arts Festival.
Excellent.
And that's happening this weekend. So lots of cool music all around town today.
Today at 5 p.m., this is an event to go to, Christopher White will present his book, The Melting World. It takes readers on a journey to discover America's vanishing glaciers. And White will be introduced and in conversation with the wonderful conservationist and author Bill Dubuis, who is the author of the book A Great Aridness. Then tomorrow at Collected Works, the Opera Guild's morning lecture series is at 9:30 prior to the Lensic broadcast of the Met productions of Puccini's Tosca. Don Feinberg will offer a lecture on this great opera over quiche and coffee in Collected Works Cafe. There's a small suggested donation. And then later on Saturday at 2 o'clock, Collected Works is hosting a book launch party for James Patterson's Treasure Hunters. And the party will include pirate-themed activities, refreshments, and prizes for elementary-aged children. So on Sunday, Journey Santa Fe takes the Collected Works stage at 11 for their ongoing lecture series. And this week's lecture is from Patsy and Robert Floyd. They will be speaking on the history of a history and gardens of Great Chalfield Manor. And on Tuesday night at Collected Works, they're welcoming poets David Lanier and Sean T. Griffin. Lanier will read from his latest collection of poetry entitled Lost and Found, and Griffin will read from his new book, This Is What the Desert Surrenders. And then, as always, on Wednesday and Thursday, Collected Works has children's story time at 10:45. For infants and toddlers. For more information, collectedworksbookstore.com.
Sweet. Hey, there's a couple of...
And the tickets are gone.
And the tickets are gone.
To someone who's going to go.
Awesome. You know, if I get tickets like that, you know, I always, like, if I'm not going to go, I just sort of go on Facebook or something and say who wants to go.
Yeah, yeah.
So at least they'll get used. I don't sell them or anything like that. No. I just get on and try and get rid of them because you feel guilty, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, somebody made the offer.
Well, you would hope you feel guilty.
So that people could have the opportunity to go and hear and learn and socialize and, you know.
Yeah. There's a couple of cool events that are happening this weekend that are all about cancer prevention and healing. We've got the second annual LunaFest, which is a traveling film festival on Saturday. There's a 5 to 8 p.m. reception with a silent auction. There's film screenings, hors d'oeuvres, and it benefits a... Girls Inc. and the Breast Cancer Fund. That's happening at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we have Celebrating Survival, Explorations of Courage, Strength, Laughter, and Love, which are stage readings by local playwrights. And the event includes a silent auction, and proceeds benefit the Cancer Foundation for New Mexico. And that's at the Santa Fe Playhouse on Sunday.
And
Saturday, excuse me.
Okay.
And Friday.
Ah.
So, yes.
Excellent. So the whole weekend.
Yes.
The New Mexico Museum of Art is doing a film screening of Little Big Man with Dustin Hoffman tonight at 6 o'clock. It's 6 to 9, so maybe they're doing some other... Are they doing... Chris Eyre is going to be guest host of that film, so there will probably be some conversation. But it's a free screening, free admission. So you want to go to a movie, that's a great thing to do tonight.
Neat. That's really neat.
Yep. I like free. I like that there's affordable events in this town. There's a lot of expensive events. But there's also a lot of affordable events.
There are a lot of affordable events this week. I mean, it usually happens around the holidays anyway. People realize that folks are saving up for the holidays.
Yeah.
You know, they try and make things. And there's a lot of fundraisers, too, which is always nice. Here's something interesting. This is happening on Saturday. WTF, Where's My Community? Community Learning Collaborative's Social Issues Theater Production at Santa Fe Community Foundation. Discounts are available. I won't tell you how much tickets are. But it continues November 16th and 17th at Teatro Paragua Studio. If you call 986-0541, you can find more. Find out more about WTF.
Excellent. And the Acequia Madre Art Auction is... Did you read this already?
No.
At the Santa Fe Community Convention Center this Saturday from 5 to 9. They've got fantastic deals on all kinds of things. They've got, spa treatments, vacations, scooters, restaurants, museum memberships, Lensic tickets, wine, CCA movie passes, gift certificates to your favorite stores, passes to Wolf Creek, clothes, shoes, handbags, decor services. It's completely crazy. Bikes, oil changes, haircuts, pretty much your
everything
whole...
Everything under the sun.
Pretty much everything under the sun. And like I said, it's at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center from 5 to 9 tomorrow.
Cool.
To benefit Acequia Madre.
There's a book arts flea market on Saturday. Multi-vendor flea market with arts and crafts, supplies, handmade books and paper, and ephemera from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the New Mexico History Museum downtown. And there's no charge to get in for that. So that's cool. Maybe find some holiday gifts there. I've already started looking around. Have you? For holiday stuff?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I got to get a jump on it.
Yeah.
If I don't, it's, you know, I'm writing cards like 3 days before Christmas. So.
Yeah. One year, I went to, I think it was the Chocolate Smith. Are they the ones who have those chocolates that are sometimes, like, some of them are encased in wax? So
uh-huh.
That they, okay. I made a list. I went there. I think it had, like, 12 people on it, and I bought 12 chocolates.
There you go. That's a good thing to do.
It went over well.
That's a good thing to do. I mean...
I don't even believe in Christmas presents anymore. Retailers, close your ears, but it's tough. It becomes a duty rather than a pleasure sometimes.
Well, yeah.
I guess if you start now, it's a pleasure.
Yeah, if you start now and you don't pressure yourself into spending too much money, you know. I mean, it helps to be conscious of what you're buying for whom. It keeps you human, you know.
It's true.
What else is going on? What else is going on? There's a guided walk from the Santa Fe Botanical Garden through historic neighborhoods to Rail Yard Park as part of Walk Santa Fe, and that's happening on Saturday. And if you go to the Santa Fe Botanical Garden website, which is santafebotanicalgarden.org, you can find out more about that event. I've heard about this Walk Santa Fe thing, and I haven't seen any of the signs around. I guess I'm not looking hard enough. Have you heard about it?
I've heard about it, but I'm not. It's a little fuzzy.
It's a little fuzzy.
I'm a little fuzzy. I take responsibility for fuzz.
Take full responsibility for your own fuzz. That's good. Are you pilling? What else is happening? We've got Cultivating the Empty Field. Zen Master Hongji. Am I saying that right?
I'm sure you are.
Upaya Dharma Talk presented by Yoshin Brian Burns from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Upaya Zen Center on Wednesday the 13th from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Donations are appreciated. Call 986-8518 for more information on that.
I'm going through my announcements, and a lot of them are for... weeks in the more distant future, so...
Near distant future. You know, I want to remind people to go to, mark your calendar for the Winter Spanish Market, which is happening actually in Albuquerque this year.
Really?
Yeah, it's happening in Albuquerque Friday, November 29th from 2 to 9 p.m. and Saturday, November 30th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And that's at the wonderful Hotel Albuquerque in Old Town.
Cool.
And there's a piece on it in the November issue of New Mexico Magazine, which I suggest everyone go pick up for many, many reasons. It's, you know, there's great, an Albuquerque spree, there's top bed and breakfast. This we celebrate a lot of things, but Albuquerque gets some love in this one as well.
Excellent. That's great.
Yeah.
Here's one for tomorrow. Una Pizca de Misterio, flamenco dance and music for all ages, Saturday tomorrow at 7 o'clock at El Museo Cultural de Santa Fe, presented by Pajarito Spanish Dance Alliance, directed by Ellen Walton. For more information, 505-412-0104, or you can go to, you can email pajaritospanishdance@hotmail.com, or you can just show up. Tickets are available on the day of the show, so El Museo at 7 o'clock. It's a nice place to see all kinds of performance and art.
Cool. Did you know Robert Cray was coming to town?
No.
Do you remember Robert Cray?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's coming to town Sunday. He's going to be at the Lenzic, actually, at 7:30 p.m., and tickets are available through the Lenzic box office, which is ticketsantafe.org, 988-1234. I can't remember the name of the song that I remember so well and must have blocked out for some reason, but Robert Cray's a wonderful blues guitarist, Mad Skills, and he tours constantly.
Excellent.
And he's coming to Santa Fe, so check him out.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we get the top-of-the-line acts here.
Which is nice.
It is nice.
There's a lot of wonderful things that are coming up, but I won't talk about them right now. We'll try.
You may have to, because I'm kind of,
Are you running out of it?
I think so. Let's see.
Let's talk about opera. Join Santa Fe Opera Guild members for discussions of timely opera topics from 3 to 5 p.m. on Sunday at La Posada. That's cool. That's a nice Sunday thing to do. Oh, the Tony Hillerman Writers Conference is going on.
Yep.
We've got book
sales. The
dinner
is tomorrow night.
I
will be there.
There's a book sales benefit There's a book sale to benefit the Literacy Volunteers of Santa Fe at 2 p.m. on Sunday at Garcia Street Books. So
That's great.
It's a great weekend to go out and buy books.
Yeah, go to your independent bookstores.
Yeah.
Garcia Street and Collected Works and The Ark and so many others. And here's one from the Jean Cocteau Cinema. Films Zero Charisma, IP Man, The Final Fight, and the late show will be Iron Sky. So this is really cool that they're doing all kinds of, just maybe obscure or independent or unusual films. Because it's so much fun to see films that are not just in front of your couch on a television.
Yeah, I mean, independent ones, but ones that you just don't see anywhere.
Yeah, and you wouldn't even think to try to rent them because you don't even know about them. And then you trust the taste of the programmer at the Jean Cocteau or whatever, at the CCA, whatever.
Yeah.
And, you can get lucky.
Yeah. No, there's some awesome film stuff happening. All over. Oh, well, Zero Charisma you already mentioned, but we've got the Real New Mexico series, which showcases independent films with the New Mexico connection. And they are screening on Wednesday the 13th. Elvis Has Left the Building, which is a comedy that was partially shot in New Mexico, and that stars Kim Basinger of all people.
Nice.
And part of it was shot at Harry's Roadhouse, apparently. And that's at 7 p.m. Wednesday, November 13th, at the La Tienda Performance Space out there in El Dorado. So that's a cool one. That's a really cool one.
At the CCA, the Oscar Costa Gavras film Capital is showing. That's the last few shows coming up, I guess. And it says Wednesday. Oh, no, maybe it's gone. You have to call them and find out. 982-1338. A film called Wadja is a Saudi Arabian film.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about an independent-minded 11-year-old heroine who wants her own bicycle, which in Saudi Arabia means telling some strategic lies to grown-ups. That sounds good. And there's a movie called The Summit which is, I mean, one of those amazing mountain films. There's one called Inequality for All. That might be gone too. I'm just looking at their currently showing films on their website, but not sure they're all here. Anyway, lots of good stuff at the CCA. And let's see, do we know what's happening at the Screen?
Let me see if I can find that real quick. Let's see, the Screen's got All Is Lost and Royal Opera Puccini's Tosca, which is on Sunday at 11 a.m.
Excellent.
And I don't know much about All Is Lost. I do not know. But it's so nice out. I mean, going to a movie.
Yeah, but go to the movie once it gets dark.
Yeah,
then it becomes very
dark.
Cold and unhappy making.
Yeah. But here's one. I don't know. Iron Sky. Nazis hidden on the moon since 1945 invade America. This is, of course, at the Jean Cocteau, but this is the late film. You know, this is the kind of cool stuff, you know, late night stuff that we have now.
Right.
Now all we need is, like, for every restaurant in the downtown area to stay open.
I know.
Really, really late.
Hey, here's something that's happening. Red Cell wrote to us about an upcoming event that the product division is hosting on November 8th. That's today.
Yes.
It's called Three Times a Lady Show, featuring Lady Lazarus, Lady Uranium, and Lady Gloves. And November 8th, 8 o'clock, doors at 7:30 at the product division, which is at 1572 Center Drive, Unit D. Very, very inexpensive to get in, and, you know, take a risk.
Yeah, Red Cell's awesome. He was actually on the Meet the Press media panel as part of that music conference at Warehouse 21 yesterday.
Yeah.
And,
no, he's brilliant. He's really, really, that's just like, you know, you never heard of, I mean, I've never heard of Lady Lazarus Uranium or Gloves, but, you know, there's a good chance that you will enjoy yourself immensely if you go.
I put it on my cereal every morning. I can't believe you've never heard of it. No, but it's good stuff, and Red Cell brings a really good flavor to Santa Fe performance, and
very
we appreciate
so.
It very, very much. Red and all the other promoters out there that are constantly looking for the new and different and making people not get so bored that they complain way too much. What are you doing this weekend?
Well, I'm going to the Hillerman tomorrow. I'm probably going to the Land Conservancy tonight, so lots of dinners. I'm DJing Somos Son tomorrow.
Ah.
I mean, my evil twin, DJ Carlota, is doing that Latin music stuff. And I thought I might try to take a day off on Sunday.
That sounds like a good idea.
But I've got to read a book for Monday. Monday, I've got an amazing guy on. I actually already recorded it, the first part of it, and it is an evolutionary biologist who studies the biology of cancer in an attempt to try to prevent and control and understand how cancer works from the perspective of, like, single-celled and small multi-celled organisms in evolutionary biology, which turn out to have things in common with tumors.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really interesting. I hope it... It's hard to... You get so into this stuff with the science that sometimes you don't know whether they're really speaking English and whether my audience understands. But ladies and gentlemen out there in Radio Land, can you please send me some feedback on these science shows? I'd like to know whether they're working.
I like them, but I'm a geek.
I know, I'm a geek, and there's a lot of geeks here. So geeks and non-geeks, please write to me, and write to me honestly. You know, do not sugarcoat.
Do not sugarcoat the geekness.
Do not sugarcoat.
I'm doing the Fuse thing, and then tonight I'm going to a soft opening for a new Japanese restaurant in town.
Nice.
And then let's see. Tomorrow's Fuse also. And then Sunday and Monday is Puna. We've got Veterans Day. Everyone should mark that day and kind of in their head.
Yeah, and that's why we did the whole veterans getting free animals.
Yeah. And I got a free buddy poppy today.
I know.
Which is awesome.
That very nice Major General was here and gave us little flowers.
Yeah.
Wow, it's just about time to go.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, I mean, it's Friday. It's, for many people, it's a long weekend, and there's plenty to do.
Yes, you know? Indeed. And between you and me, we got a lot of it covered. And
I think so.
Can't do all of it.
Can't do all of it.
Go to our fine restaurants.
Can do all we can. Go to our fine restaurants. Go to our fine music venues and
movie theaters.
Movie theaters.
Bookstores.
Bookstores.
Dog park.
Animal adoption centers. Mobile adoption centers.
This is the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.